Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
BJ and Migs plays of the week.
Steve will get the Harry Potter one because he always guessed Hogwarts.
I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's an easy one. I figured everyone would get that one.
Well, not
like,
you.
I don't read the books. I didn't watch the movies, and I still know the answer to that.
Well, that's nice to know. I wonder if somebody, doesn't have a clue.
I would be really surprised.
So huge.
That's my thinking on that.
Thank you.
Not you, Steve.
Wow.
Inappropriate.
I do not have a 10-inch penis. No, I do not.
No, okay. But verified champion Steve Miggs does.
Yeah, not Terry Bollea, but Steve Miggs, verified champion.
Terry Bollea's penis is not 10 inches.
Brother! She'll get her cell phone when she, you know, is legally able to drink. 21.
I wow. Think that's, yeah, that's going to work.
Oh, I can't.
Here comes a rude awakening.
She's going to have a cell phone at 4. I love Steve over here. He thinks he's going to be, like, in charge of any of this.
I am.
Yeah, I know you think you are.
Who else is going to be in charge?
Yeah,
the kid.
It's not going to be you. you think you're going to, believe me, what if she has my temperament? She will wear you down. You'll just be like, oh, God, shut up here. Here you go. Here are the keys to the kingdom.
It's your temperament. I'll return her.
Wow.
That's the only James Bond I know is the Daniel Craig James Bond.
So that's really the only ones you started watching.
I've never seen another James Bond film.
Oh, he's a good Bond. And a lot of people don't like the direction that he's gone, but a little bit more touchy-feely. I've got some hardcore Sean Connery James Bond buddies that are my age that go, it's not the same.
Oh, well, they're going to die eventually, so right. Then we'll have to worry about that kind of opinion.
Actually, they don't have time to die. There's no time to die, Steve.
I don't know why I went dark with that, but
yeah,
it really bothered
really
me.
Dark. Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. I take that back. Hey, they're going to go senile pretty soon.
Well,
don't forget they even watched James Bond.
Slightly better.
Love this. A 43-year-old Army vet. His name is Jimmy Novak, and he has spent the past 5 months walking from his home in DuPont, Washington, all the way to Florida.
I guess today's his birthday, and he's wrapping it up today.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
Guess 3, 000, where he's going to end up.
3,000-mile trip. Okay. Yeah, let's take some guesses if you don't know.
Well, I know. That's why I'm saying guess.
Yeah, I know, too.
Vicky, where do you think
he's going to end up?
New York.
Well, he's ending up in Florida, we think.
Oh.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. A radio.com station. It's FIT Friday starring BJ and Migs. Mornings.
Because, hey, at least once a day, you should experience a BJ.
You know, I'm ready for my BJ.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This week, we got our loud and local band of the week, the Rainiers. It's our loud and local band of the week, the Rainiers. You want to find out where they're playing, how you can get their music, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Currently working on some new music. They have an upcoming EP set for release in early 2020. And also they have a couple albums out already, recorded over at our buddy's place, London Bridge Studios. Very cool.
And don't forget Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. It's 2 hours of all local music. Great bands from the Pacific Northwest. It's called Loud and Local. And you'll hear music, bands like the Rainiers.
Smarter than you, he'll make you roar.
It's Friday! Happy Friday, everybody!
We made it!
Go Hawks!
That's right, go Hawks, baby.
I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Yeah.
Just a couple weeks away from the Sitch.
Yeah, and what is it, tomorrow they're going to be playing the Chargers?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's hope everybody stays healthy.
So, you know, once they lose, it'll be the whole season will be over.
I get worried. I mean, because
they're 1-1 right now, so they got to come back big.
Oh, I'm worried about it. I mean, you saw what happened to Cam Newton last night.
He
hurt his ankle, and his coach is just like, leave me alone. I don't want to talk about these things. It's like, that's the problem. I mean, like, he's their man, and if he goes down, you don't even start the season. So that's why I get worried. Just say, everybody stay healthy, please.
Well, if it's anything like at most Seahawks preseason games, we'll see Russell Wilson for like a millisecond.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
Hey, Seattle.
Hey, today's a very special day. So can I give a shout out before we get to the game?
Sure.
All right, sure. 2 years ago, a little guy came into our lives.
Give it out a shout.
I want to give a happy birthday to my cat, Frank, in accounting. Happy birthday, Frank. I talked to the wife, and I made sure that she was playing the radio because she's working from home, and she's able to experience and let Frank experience his happy birthday. Happy birthday, Frank.
Are we really doing this now?
Yes.
We're wishing birthdays to our friggin' cat.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to get him a cake. We did it for his first. We'll have to do it for his second. We did the same thing for Carl.
Cats don't like cakes.
Well, we make them special cat cakes.
Really? What the hell is a special cat cake? Is it like nine lives with a candle in it?
Basically, yeah. It's cat food with a little bit of a candle in there. And then he'll blow it out, and we'll have a little party. We'll have some party hats.
Nice of Sarah. She was able to get him on the phone. Apparently, my parents are on the phone to wish.
Yes!
Really? Which one, Carl?
Frank in accounting.
Frank in accounting, a very happy birthday.
Oh, he'll be so happy for this.
Thanks. Mom, Dad, take it away.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Frank in accounting.
Happy birthday to you. We love you. Happy birthday. Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses,
love
Frank.
You. Love you.
I hope I see you as the number 5 at a restaurant soon.
Wow.
Damn.
You're rude.
That's a little much.
Yeah.
Nobody serves cat. A number 5?
Yeah, I want him to be the number 5 at a particular restaurant.
You'll pick.
What kind of restaurant?
Any restaurant where you can go order from 1 to 5.
What kind of sauce are you going to use?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to use a hoisin sauce, that's for sure.
Wow. Let's get to our contestant today. Happy birthday, Frank. Yeah. We've got Ted in Redmond to take on Steve. Ted, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Number 5 meal over at a certain restaurant that he's just talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, bitches!
And tickets to check out Iron Maiden at the Tacoma Dome on September 5th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Iron Maiden, get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Ted will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ted, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In 1620, the Pilgrims established the Plymouth Colony in which present-day state?
Pass.
Twinkie Maker's Hostess went out of business in what year? The early
2010s? 2013.
No.
14.
No.
15?
No! Whom on Saturday Night Live played the character Opera Man?
Pass.
Hound Dog and Don't... What was that?
Adam Sadler.
Yes! Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel are songs by which legendary musician? Yes. Disturbed's Land of Confusion cover was originally done by whom?
Genesis.
Yes! Who played the character Leo Getz in the Lethal Weapon franchise?
Mel Gibson?
No.
Danny Glover?
No.
Pass.
What was the first brand of toothpaste to be sold in tubes rather than jars?
Crest?
No.
Pass.
All right. Well, three correct, Ted.
Well, Ted, at least you didn't drop a deuce.
Nope, he didn't, and he had a little bit of help from a friend there.
Didn't much help, though,
nope,
really.
Nope, not really, but at least you didn't get that deuce.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how Steve does here. He has his work cut out for him.
Steve is such a good player. He lost.
Come on,
earlier.
Steve, get a win for Frank.
I'm going to do it for Frank.
Nice. I appreciate this.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In 1620, the Pilgrims established the Plymouth Colony in which present-day state?
Pennsylvania.
No.
New Hampshire.
No.
Maine?
No.
Massachusetts, I mean.
Yep, too late.
Come on.
Twinkie maker Hostess went out of business in what year of the early
2010s? 2011.
No.
2010.
No.
2012.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whom on Saturday Night Live played the character Opera Man?
Oh, that's Adam Sandler.
Yes. Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel are songs by which legendary musician? Yes.
By your emotion.
Disturbed Land of Confusion cover was originally done by whom?
Genesis.
Yes.
Nice.
Who played the character Leo Getz in the Lethal Weapon franchise?
Oh, crap. Oh, wow. The little guy.
Oh, you're punching yourself in the face.
I did. I can't. Not Danny DeVito. What the hell is that guy's name?
It is Danny DeVito.
I'll come back to it. Pass.
Okay. What was the first brand of toothpaste to be sold in tubes rather than jars? No.
Twix.
Twix? No. Twix.
That's a great toothpaste.
Burt's Bees.
No. What organ is inflamed by hepatitis?
Joe Pesci.
Yes, I'll give that to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because you win anyway. 5-3.
Oh, you think I'm funny?
Sorry,
you think I'm
Ted.
Funny?
All right. Sorry, Teddy.
Peace.
There goes Ted.
Yep. Sorry, Ted.
Ted and his friend.
Yep.
That would have bothered me for the entire day.
You're punching yourself like you're slapping yourself in the forehead.
Because I love Joe Pesci, and it was I was about to have another Watergate brain fart and not think it can get the damn name out of my head.
He's been out of the acting biz for so long, we forget him, and it's like sad because he was so good, but it was his choice.
Why did he stop acting?
I forget why, but I do know he consciously stepped away.
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe it's just...
I remember Rick Moranis. He had the reason because of his wife passing. I believe
and he was raising
more
his
time
kids.
With his family. Now he's finally working his way back into Hollywood, which he was so awesome back in the day.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Rick Moranis was a big star. Yeah,
and the reason why he stopped, man, is so commendable. It's like, how could you have any issues with the dude? But I didn't know that Joe Pesci decided to step away from acting.
I think that's what I remember hearing or reading or whatever, but I don't know why.
Apparently, he announced that he wanted to retire from acting in 99 and to pursue a musical career.
Oh, 99?
How's that going?
Right?
Well, he made enough money out of the other stuff. I don't think he needs to worry about it.
That's a good point.
But apparently he's going to be in Scorsese's latest film that's going to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
He's coming back for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's kind of the guy that you liken to all of the mafia sort of thing.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Like, it makes sense on that. In 1620, the Pilgrims established the Plymouth Colony in which present-day state?
He said it.
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And then the first brand of toothpaste to be sold in tubes rather than jars.
How do we go with Colgate?
Good job. You actually named a toothpaste company.
Yeah, it's
as opposed to
Colgate
Twix.
Or Crest.
Yeah.
Well, Crest is a toothpaste.
Yeah, but then you said Twix.
Yeah, Twix.
Well, I mean, I couldn't think. I was like, Biotene?
I would love a Twix toothpaste.
Oh, gross.
Why? I mean, if it's just made of Twix, then
you're
it's
not
a,
cleaning
it's
your
not
teeth
even
at that point. You're just eating chocolate.
That's what I'm talking
about.
All
right, fine, whatever.
As if that's a problem.
Yeah, I don't see the problem with this scenario, sir.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 5 correct.
Caller number 5, guess what's happening to you? You're checking out Iron Maiden at the Tacoma Dome in September. Caller number 5, 206-421-ROCK, just like that. All right, I don't know if you've done this, but half of us say that we have lied about spotty Wi-Fi coverage on a vacation so that we don't have to check in with our boss and do work, which is, again, you're on vacation. Why should you have to?
Why can't your response to them just be like, I'm on vacation, I'll get back to you when I'm not on vacation?
God, that is a sucky job because, I mean, here we are in the summer. People wait for their 2 weeks so they can go have a good time, and they have to lie about spotty Wi-Fi?
I mean, there are times where, like, I'll be on vacation. I check my phone because I don't want to come back to a billion emails. So
I'll
set aside maybe 5-10 minutes while my wife's getting ready or something, or if we're sitting at a beach, depending on where we're at, and I'll just kind of fly through them all. And there are times a hair club will send me an email and just like, you don't have to reply until you get back, and sorry for even bugging you, but blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, I have no problem responding. But he's never making me feel bad if I don't.
Yeah, he follows the rules, too, because email is like the last line of communication.
Yeah, don't call or text.
Yeah, you can text me if you really need me. Call me if my house is on fire. Facebook me if you have something you want me to get done reasonably soon. Email me if I got time.
Those are BJ's rules.
Those are my
rules.
Or
Facebook him if you want to invite him to a board game.
Yeah. But yeah, you got to get in my group and then, you know, we'll get back to you. Yeah, so a lot of people say, like you, Steve, the reason they do is they just want to catch up on their tasks. But most people, not a lot, but a lot of people say, you know what? Our boss expects us to check our emails when we're on vacation. That's why people do it.
That's ridiculous.
It is bad. Yeah, it just sucks. So people ask them, too, would you like more vacations, but you have to check in with work, or fewer vacations where you don't have to check in?
Oh, now, if people, I had to pick, I'm going more vacations checking with work.
Yeah, because you're only getting two. I mean, who's going to get less? I mean, the average is, I think, what, two per year for people?
2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah.
I don't know, man. Sometimes when we talk about vacations, we get texts from people like, I'm lucky if I get a week.
Wow, two used to be the standard. Now people are down to a week? That sucks.
Depending. It depends.
That is, see, we have not improved our society if people are not getting lunch breaks anymore that are paid, and if people, you know, are not getting vacations. That is not good. And, you know, we could stop the unemployment rate right now if we just would let people get paid lunch breaks in an eight-hour day and get more vacation time. Jesus, that sucks. How can anybody in their right mind say that we've advanced as a society compared to when I entered the workforce 40 years ago?
Just grinding people to the bone, man, when it comes to work. And that's, wow, that's not the quality of life you want. But if you have bills to pay, especially if you're living in the Northwest, in Seattle.
Oh, I don't blame people.
No, I know. I actually blame
corporations in this whole Wall Street mentality, because that's what
stupid.
It is. Because, I mean, you know, we've got some good people in our industry, and I'm sure a lot of other industries are feeling it, because with this possible recession that everybody talks about, mm-hmm. I know our industry, some good friends of mine that I know are getting cut. And it's just BS, because they're all trying to look good for Wall Street, and I get that's what companies have to do. But can we change the paradigm and go F these investors? Do they need to make all that money, or can they be more blue chip and the rest of the world will be in better shape if they would just have a modest profit as opposed to this insane profit that these Wall Street a-holes want? It's incredible to me that somebody loses their job because there's a hint of something. Yeah.
Right. The potential of something happening. So we're going to cover our asses and fire them now.
It's so not good. It just, and I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. That's just not good for people. Come on, man. All right. It's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls and texts at 917.
On the Rock. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, you got something to say?
I have something to say.
Yeah. They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? The show is yours right now. But do remember, when you get on the phone, Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. And it's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you'll be gone. And we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
Listeners on the Loose brought to you by Car Toys. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Andy and Puyallup, you are on the Rock.
Hey, morning, boys.
Morning. What you got for us, buddy?
So I was just going to weigh in on the old vacation comment for a second.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about how people checking their damn emails. About half of us feel like we have to do it because of the boss, because of the fact we feel we have too much work to do. Some people only get 1 week vacation a year. What you got?
So, yeah, I've been with a major grocery retailer for about 15 years now. And actually, they're doing a decent job. I just got married and they gave me 3 weeks off. And I actually gain about 4 weeks a year that do stack. So in that regard, they're doing okay, but to the contrary,
that's pretty cool.
When our contract always gets renegotiated, they try and nab our holiday pay and our Sunday pay. So it's kind of a weird push pull where we do get the vacation, but then they try and revoke, you know, something a little more.
Yeah, I
got to get the upper hand on you.
I it's amazing to me that they still want to not pay you more for working a holiday. And you said Sunday pay as well. I didn't realize Sunday pay was something that you would get extra pay for. Is Sunday considered is it still considered a day of rest kind of thing?
So it has kind of changed a bit. The Sunday pay used to be, you know, a typical time and a half.
Yeah.
And then maybe 5-6 years ago, they dumped it to time and a third. But now the newer contracts, you get $1 an hour. So for working a Sunday, you get, you know, $8.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not a religious person, so I don't go to church. But if you are, which a lot of people in this country are, and you have to work on a Sunday, and you are somebody that really says, look, that's the time I really go to church. I mean, I got to, you want me to miss that, then, mm-hmm. well, geez, man, you should pay me for it. I don't know where I sit on that. I remember years ago it was a big deal. Now I'm not too sure about that.
But if I knew that somebody was getting extra money for working on those days because of the whole thing, I'd be like, I'm the most religious person in the world. You know, like, give me that extra dollar an hour.
Yeah.
I'll show up.
Because we've changed. It used to be Sunday was a very hallowed day when I was a young kid. But now it's just like another regular day when it comes to work, right? I wouldn't expect people to get any more payment than just the normal rate.
Right, right.
But I don't know. It could be important to some people.
Got a text message that says, Steve, did you see that Ronda Rousey almost lost her finger while filming a 911 episode? From Marty and Yelm. I did, and it's the most gnarly thing I've seen.
It is so gross. I don't want to see the picture. I've heard about it, but I don't want
to
see it.
It's one of those things where I saw it once. I'm like, I never need to see this again.
Yeah, I guess a boat door fell on her hand during a take of 911.
To say it's a gnarly... you look like you're looking at her without her finger. Like, it's like kind of like just... Or her finger's like coming off. Apparently, though, thanks to... Right? Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, well, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to see it either. I'm like Vicky on this one.
Google blew waffle over that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. And don't do that, people.
Don't do that.
If you love life, don't do that. If you want a good weekend, don't do that. But my goodness, it's nasty.
It is really
hardcore. I didn't
want to
see it, but I follow her on Instagram, and, you know, her thing pops up, and it's right there.
It is.
Dude, thanks, Rhonda.
Yeah. They had to reattach the bone and tendon with plates and screws. Said she was back filming the next day, finished her scenes before heading home for recovery. Currently, she has about 50% of her range of motion back in 3 days. So who knows if all of it will come back or not, but... Wow. I mean, she really gave up the body for this role.
The picture, it looks like they just took the tip of her finger and just put it slightly above her finger.
Yeah, like somebody photoshopped her finger slightly off of her.
No. Yeah. No, thank you.
It's so weird.
No, thank you.
It doesn't even look real. Yeah. So that's like, I'm like staring at it right now. I'm like, nah, it doesn't, like, I'm okay with it.
And that's the problem. I'm grossed out by it, but when I'm looking at it, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. How is it looking this way? So then I'm staring at it longer, and it's just making me queasy.
Yeah,
and it's just burning into your brain.
Not going to do it.
No, I'm not going
to. Not going
to
do it.
Don't need to see it.
All right, fine. I won't show it to you.
It's funny. I can look at, like, gory movies and stuff like that, but I can't.
But when it's real.
But when it's real, something hits me in the head.
It's like my wife likes watching some of those damn plastic surgery shows or whatever.
Oh,
like
I can't do that either.
And you see that stuff, and I'm just like, I don't need to see this. I do not need to see this.
And yet she doesn't like the gory movies, right?
Right. If it's real life, she's fine with it.
I don't understand that.
It's very troubling.
I don't get it. You're right.
I mean, I don't like zombie movies. I don't like any horror movies, but I love doing horror makeup and dressing up.
Horror.
Okay. Yeah. Horror.
Well, both, actually. Let's be honest.
Danny's thing is horror makeup.
Yes. Danny likes the horror makeup.
That's very true. Yeah, I wear way too much.
Yeah. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Going back to our topic earlier about awkward family moments, someone said this, walking in on your brother and your cousin at a family reunion, getting it on. Count as awkward.
Wow.
From Mark in Auburn. Okay. Yes.
Not that it makes it better, but was it first, second, or third cousin?
They didn't specify.
No. Okay. Because I feel like first cousin, it's the worst. Second cousin,
super creep out.
Look at Vicky. Wait a second. Oh, as Vicky now has a little... Isn't it bad rules? If it's any cousin?
Yeah, but I think there's varying degrees.
Really?
Yeah. Like this, I mean, burns suck, but there's different degrees of burns.
True.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like if you're related to me, I'm thinking that's not a good thing.
Huh.
And you guys get mad at me
after Thanksgiving dinner.
And you guys think I'm the weirdo if I think two people who are steps get together because they're not related at all.
I never really fully went and said that you're super weird about that. I mean, I click on those thumbnails from time to time.
Okay. Yeah, stepbrother, stepsister, I don't think, you know, I don't think that's a bad thing because, again, they're not related by blood at all, which is why we don't like this whole thing. From a scientific standpoint, you could have freaky-looking kids that could look like Humperdew from Preacher. You don't want that.
I don't know. In Game of Thrones...
Humperdew is a person on this show?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, he's an incestual product, and because of that, he is just messed up badly.
Humperdew.
Because there's been a lot of crossbreeding and breeding kind of thing.
Yeah. But Game of Thrones, they all seem pretty normal-ish.
Oh, sure they did.
They were all pretty.
Oh, yeah, they were. Yeah, no, her kids were all crazy, if you remember, in Game of Thrones.
Well, one wasn't.
Yeah, well,
she died.
Yeah, that's a good point. We didn't give her a chance to be crazy, Vicky. They killed her early.
Oh, we got a text message. Someone wants your opinion, BJ.
Yes, sir.
BJ, what is your take on the whole Lil Debbie debate happening on social media?
Yeah,
Is there something going on?
You know, this is a weird thing with Lil Debbie because they're owned by Hostess, I think. So they used to be their own company, but I recently saw Little Debbie Zingers, and so I was like, what is going on? Did she steal my... She can't steal the name Zingers. And then I looked at the package, and it was like, brought to you by Hostess. So I'm like, wait, what is happening? But yeah, Little Debbie tweeted a graphic Wednesday.
I'm looking at it right now. This is amazing.
Yeah, and they've got their 2019 snack cake rankings, where they organize almost all their products into four tiers. Huh. And I don't know a lot about their stuff.
Wow, really?
Yeah, no, I've always been a Hostess guy. Not much of a... Look, I won't turn Little Debbie down, but, you know, I've been a Hostess guy.
See, Little Debbie's, we had this little student store which had only unhealthy options at in middle school, and they had pretty much every single Little Debbie product imaginable. And you were that cool kid if you had the Nutter Butters.
Yeah.
Or
Nutter Butters are legit.
That was Sarah's
cake
thing.
Rolls.
Where are they on this freaking thing?
They're on Legends.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
Nutter Butters are Legends?
They have a Legends tier. The Nutty Buddy. It's the Nutty Buddy. It's the Nutty Buddy.
The Nutter Butter's different.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. That cookie. That vanilla cookie.
Nutter Butter's the cookie.
Oh. Yeah. And I was calling it wrong the entire time.
Well, sometimes we do that as kids.
I'm so sick of your ignorance.
I just wanted the peanut butter in my mouth, Steve. I didn't care what it was called.
Honestly,
there
was
a peanut butter crunch on this mix.
So now the Legends tier. Now, my kids love Little Debbie. I mean, I would sneak a couple here and there. But I mean, I'm not going to put... But here's the big controversy. They have the Legends tier. Then they have the You See It, You Want It tier.
Okay.
They have the Crowd Pleasers tier. And then they have the For the Enlightened Few tier. I'm not sure which one's supposed to be better. Legends seems like that should be the best
I'm
one.
I'm saying Legends is definitely the most important. And for the Enlightened Few, I think that's their nice way of saying, you got weird taste, but we're going to continue to make these because you're buying them.
Boston cream rolls, to me, are better than oatmeal cream pies. And they got Boston cream in the Enlightened Few when actually it should be in Legends. And oatmeal cream pie should be in the crap that my dog likes to do.
I don't even like oatmeal, and I would eat an oatmeal cream pie.
Those are delicious.
I'm glad that they put the fig bars on the Enlightened Few because those are just trash.
But wait, the peanut butter crunch is on the Enlightened Few too, right?
Well, those people suck for thinking that.
I don't
see them on there.
No, banana rolls are on there. Orange cream cakes. Well, at least in the list I have.
Like space somethings.
Yeah.
I don't know my cakes.
That's a Star Crunch.
Star Crunch is pretty good. I think that should be higher.
Also, the Frosted Donut should be in Legends. Come on.
The Frosted Donut?
Yeah, the little white Frosted Donuts.
Not with every... No.
I'm kind of with Danny on that one. That is a legendary treat.
Where's the Frosted Donut? Let me see that.
Those little guys right there.
Yeah. They're powdered. They're not frosted.
They're powdered donuts.
Yeah, that's different, Danny.
Those are delicious.
Powdered donuts.
You were so ignorant.
First of all, powdered donuts are nowhere near a Nutty Buddy. They don't rank with Christmas tree cakes, which are, again, in the legend.
Christmas tree cakes?
Are they the zebra cakes?
Yeah.
Oh, zebra cakes are so good.
But that's interesting because the Christmas tree cakes are in Legends and the zebra cakes are in Crowd Pleasers.
They're the same thing.
That's well known. It's Christmas, Mickey.
But once you make it Christmas, that makes it special.
It's in the shape of a tree.
Yeah,
that's why.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Honestly, I'm looking at all of these, and I think my number, those powdered donuts would be the top of the list.
Are you kidding me?
Agreed.
Yeah.
100%.
Over the Swiss rolls? What?
What the hell is a Swiss roll?
That's right there, buddy.
That's a piece of crap.
Yeah. That is
it's
like a yodel, or it's like a...
It's a wannabe ding dong.
It's like a ding dong.
That was like the Cadillac of Little Debbie.
Swiss rolls were amazing.
It's like, it's like a
turd interpretation of a ding dong.
You know what? Steve has really got issues.
I think I know how we have to solve this problem.
Well,
we get every single one and we try them all.
Yeah,
I feel like it's what we have to do for science.
God, Vicky,
the guy with diabetes is chiming in saying yes every single one.
Yeah, I can have a little taste of each one. Maybe some squats in the middle.
Turtle brownies are also better than your stupid, whatever you said, powdered donuts.
The brownies are good.
Powdered donuts are the worst donut of all donuts.
No, they're not.
Bite-sized and awesome, and then it looks like you're a little cokehead when you finish with them.
That's true.
Powdered donuts are better than glazed donuts.
I can't even do it anymore. I'll take a freaking oatmeal pie over that.
What about a honey bun? That's in Crowd Pleasers.
Honey bun.
Honey bun should not be in Crowd Pleasers. Honey bun should be with the oatmeal somewhere in the sewer getting ravaged by rats.
Wow.
That's exactly what should be happening to the honey bun. My God.
If it
doesn't have cream, and that's the only thing the oatmeal cream pie has is the cream, and then they ruin it with the oatmeal. Come on, people.
Oatmeal's healthy.
I mean, whoever gets the oatmeal cookie first when you got those delicious chocolate chips, the oatmeal's always the one. You know, people always bring the tray of cookies, and they always feel like obligated to put the oatmeal in there, and they're the last ones to go every time. And then you think it might be a chocolate chip, and then you see the raisin. You go, who brought these? I feel like
Bija just got triggered. Buy some oatmeal.
Yeah, oatmeal's the healthy food. Don't put it in my treats. All right, Sisters on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. So I don't really think much of this at all, Steve. I don't much thought.
I'm glad that we were able to flesh it out.
Tell the texter to tell, you know, we don't care.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to David and Fetty Way. David, you are on The Rock.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, David. What you got for us today, buddy?
I have an old girlfriend. She left Seattle 20 years ago. She's back, and now she's making rounds, going around my family members saying, you know, how's Dave and his wife doing, and giving her phone number, have her contact me, and all that stuff.
Right.
About 20 years ago when I got married, she sent my wife a VHS tape of me and her having sex.
Oh, hey.
What?
She probably just wanted his wife to know what she was getting into, you know, to prepare.
It's more like a tutorial.
Yes. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, she lied first and said she didn't do it. She didn't know how it got out. Then she said she did it as a joke.
Okay.
Then finally she said she just wanted my wife not to accept anything less than what she was getting.
Okay. Boy, this woman sounds real stable.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to be, you know, I know it's been 20 years, and maybe she thinks, oh, you guys have been married 20 years, it's all forgotten, but, you know, my wife, when she looked at the tape, we thought it was the tape of the wedding, so we plug it in, we're sitting there. And then this comes on.
Oh, boy.
And
it could have gone multiple ways. I mean, that could have actually been a turn-on, but I gather it wasn't.
Well, actually, she looked at it, because this, like, I had stopped dating her 2 years before I met my wife, so she knew by the clothes and the hair that it wasn't present, you know, present time. So she looked at me, my wife standing there, she looked at me, and my heart stopped, man. You know, you can hear your blood rushing in your ears, and she said, how come you don't do that kind of stuff with me?
There we go.
Oh.
All right, that's a nice, I mean, that's a good answer.
Now, I thought I had a stroke or something. I didn't hear it.
Oh, yeah, you did. So how long?
She said it again. How come we don't do that kind of stuff?
How long did you watch?
I said, what?
David, how long did you guys watch the video for before you turned it off?
Well, we watched it the whole 20 minutes.
Wow.
What?
20-minute master.
And she still has it. That's the funny thing.
Your wife still has it.
We watch it every once in a while, whenever she pulls it out. I don't even look at it.
It's like, hey, what's on TV? Well, you know, we already saw American Ninja Warrior. Why don't you pull out that VHS of you banging that old girlfriend of yours?
Yeah,
You're living the dream, David.
This is all territory that I don't think any of us have really been in as far as a married situation goes. So, what do you want some advice from us, or you just want to tell us you've got a great life? What do you do?
I am thinking I should stay away from her like the plague, even though it's been 20 years. My family is saying, "Oh, you know, it's been 20 years, bygones, and all that stuff."
What does your wife say?
My wife is basically saying she could care less about her because she's coming back to town. She probably doesn't know anybody. You know, women, they always join together with each other. You know, she doesn't know anyone. She's trying to.
So your wife is like, it's okay to get together?
She knows I hate her now.
Well, maybe your wife's trying to set up a threesome because she keeps watching that video.
No, I'm out. I'm out on that one.
That'd be funny. She's like, I'm a big fan of your work.
Yeah, well, David, like you know what, Steve, it is.
And that a boy, 20-minute long video. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's not bad. Yeah, because, I mean, one thing about my videos, it would be a short watch.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes, but 17 minutes of it are bloopers.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, just a lot of stopping and starting. All right, David, well, good luck to you is all I have to say. And let us know how the threesome works out.
So we want to know if you could live in a fictional world from a TV or a movie, what would it be?
Oh, man. Oh, I've always wanted to live in the 23rd century. I want to go where no man has gone before.
Okay, so would you live on the Enterprise?
I would definitely live on the Enterprise.
Nice.
Yeah, that's where I'd go. I'd hang out with Kirk and the gang.
Ah, this is a tough one.
It is tough.
My first thought was How I Met Your Mother, so I could play laser tag with Barney.
Okay. And you're living in the present, at least, because you don't like the past or the future.
No, I'm not wearing any silly outfits.
You're living in today times.
Okay. Yeah. I want to live in the present times.
Okay, so you'll be, and that's it, huh?
Or, I mean, really, I'd like to live in the WWE. Just hang out.
Yeah.
Just show up. Hey, guys.
Yeah,
that's
Barney.
That's real.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very true. That's not fictional.
No.
Well, actually.
Neither is Star Wars or Star Trek.
Wrestling's kind of fictional, isn't it, though? No,
you're not trying to say, bro.
I heard it was fictional. That's all I'm saying.
It's real to me, damn it.
Okay, fine. Okay.
What about you, Vicky?
Vic?
See, I was thinking, I'm like, oh, it'd be cool to live in, like, Game of Thrones or something like
you're
that.
You're going to die, then.
But you're going to die, and there's no toilets.
Exactly. So, there's no modern-day conveniences.
So I want a little bit of both. I want some magic, and I want a toilet. So Harry Potter.
A magic toilet. Yeah, you can actually travel around in those toilets.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I just want to be able to use magic.
Okay.
One of the Lost. So I can figure out what the hell those damn ghost monsters or the smoke monsters are.
You want to be on an island with those people.
Yeah.
And a smoke monster. Lily?
Sign me up.
Okay, not bad. Okay, not bad. All right, Rev?
I'm going to have to go with the Deadwood world, so the Wild West.
Oh, the Old West.
Yeah.
That's close, though. I mean, you have somewhat of a place to as you would, a blank to pee in, but...
Yeah, they've got outhouses, so it'll be fine.
Why did I blank out the word pot?
I have no idea.
I should have been a pot to blank, and it's really what I should have said.
Why would you even bleep out that one?
Well, because you can't use the real word.
Oh.
But Deadwood, that's a tough time, because...
It is.
Out in Deadwood, there was no real... I mean, they were trying to establish laws, but still, it was really the wild, wild west, and they weren't really following what the East Coast wanted to do.
Just want to wear a cowboy hat.
Basically. Yeah. Right, or be a train conductor. I'm down with that.
Okay, so should we guess Danny's?
What, on Titanic?
No. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Halloween Town, Vicky, get it right. Same thing, but yes.
What about Edward Scissorhands Land?
That'd be kind of cool, but I like
Edward Scissorhands Land.
He just lived in a regular neighborhood, Steve. It was just suburbs.
I don't know. It was a weird neighborhood.
It was a bunch of horny women. Yeah.
Oh, that's
again.
True,
that's a good point.
You could get a sloppy second. I do have be all that bad.
Yeah. I almost have the hair for it.
Yeah,
so yeah,
get the makeup for it.
That's seriously true. That woman, that housewife, they kept trying to bang Edward Scissorhands. Would go, all right, Danny, you're the best. I mean, Edward's not going to do it. Come on in, Danny.
It's true. I could live in his mansion too.
Yeah.
Somebody says I'd want to be on the set of the 40-year-old virgin. Oh wait, I'm already there.
He's really a 40-year-old virgin?
I don't know, or he's just cracking the joke skis.
Okay.
That'd be great if he was.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't met a 40-year-old virgin.
What would be
before.
Great about it?
Well, I mean, just because, like, I feel like that's so rare in our society.
And I feel like there are women that
would be great for him. Well, I think he wants to go to Plowtown.
I think women would want to go to Plowtown with him.
Just out of a... Like,
to be the first for him?
Is that a big deal for women?
No.
you wouldn't want to do that?
No.
Really? You wouldn't want to go like, dude, you've never had a woman before?
I'm like, if I didn't know that about a dude and I'm dating him and like I like the dude, then sure, it'd be special. But if it's just some rando dude, I'm 40 and I've never had sex, I'm not immediately like, oh my God, let me get naked.
I think some women would be like the ones who do it. Maybe not you.
Clumsy as all F.
Yeah, it wouldn't be great.
Oh, they'd show him the rope. Or he'd show her the rope and then they show her. Yeah.
Excuse me.
What?
Yeah, that sounds exciting to me.
Someone says the American Pie, the movie era.
Oh, okay. And then go to band camp.
Oh, then I want to live in the world of the Bad News Bears and just be part of their little league team. But I want to be my age.
So, Steve, in your 40s?
Steve, you are worse than the Bad News Bears.
I know. That's finally a team I could fit in with.
Yeah, no, you couldn't. They would kick you off the team. That's how bad you are.
No, dude, I could hit better than Lupus.
Dude, you can't hit.
Yeah, better than him. He can't either.
All right, fine. Okay.
No?
No.
Fine.
Sorry, buddy. You stick to your world of... non-fictional wrestling.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, speaking of non-fictional sci-fi, someone has a question for you, BJ.
All right.
Migs, can you please ask BJ what order I should watch Star Wars in? I've never seen any Star Wars movies.
Dude, this is trippy. I was just thinking about that in the shower this morning.
Really? This is what you think about?
It just randomly came to my head, and I even asked myself, why am I thinking about this?
Oh, I knew that. That's why I asked this question.
That is weird. I think I know why I'm thinking about it, actually, is because this December, of course, is the last. It's going to be Episode 9, Rise of Skywalker.
Got
and
you.
So I first thought, will I have time to watch all 8 movies? Well, actually... all 10 movies, because I will watch Rogue One and I'll watch Solo. So will I watch 10 movies before I actually see this new one? And I was wondering how I should watch them.
I'd say Wrath of Khan first.
Okay, you know what? Seriously, you are going to get a kick in the photon torpedo.
That's the best Star Wars movie.
Yeah,
of course.
Danny, don't jump on moron train, okay? Don't do it.
Then I'd go Fifth Element
and Spock.
Okay, these are good movies. It's just not in the Star Wars world. Well, first thing I have to know, if the texter has not seen any of the movies...
He hasn't.
Well, see, here's the thing. There is a character that it will be spoiled for this person if he watches 1, 2, and 3 first. Because in Episode 5, you guys remember Empire Strikes Back, where Luke is in the jungle and he meets somebody? We didn't know who that somebody was, but you'll know who that somebody is if you watch 1, 2, and 3. That's the only reason I say watch 4, 5, and 6 first if you're a brand new person. But if you are now a person that's seen it before, I think you got to start, you know, you got to go 1, 2, 3, Rogue One, Solo, 4, 5, 6, right? 7, 8? Is that what you say, Rev?
No,
I mean, see, chronologicals?
I still say that. I mean, you can put in like Rogue One, but you got to do the machete order. Get rid of the first episode. Get rid of episode one, The Phantom Menace. It doesn't exist. It's dumb. It's terrible. Go episode 4, 5, and then 2, 3, and then 6.
Why don't you just watch them in the order they came out?
Because that's boring.
I don't like math.
Yeah.
Or I would start with movie 6, then 9, then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah, not out yet.
7, 8.
Yeah. Rev is like everybody. He hates episode 1 because of Jar Jar.
Jar Jar's terrible.
Yeah, and I don't hate Jar Jar the way everybody does.
I don't.
Because my kid loved Jar Jar, and I loved being in a movie with my kid where he loves something. So that's why I don't hate Jar Jar.
So it says always start with the Christmas special, hands on the best of all.
No,
Star
Wars. Doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, features the Ewoks.
I always fast forward through the Ewok scene. I fast forward, like, in Return of the Jedi, when they're partying, I fast forward, like, you know, that stupid scene where, you know, they got to communicate with the Ewoks. I fast forward through that boring ass scene.
Me.
It's horrible.
As an Ewokaholic, I am not happy with you.
Ewokaholic?
If it wasn't such a clever name, I would hate you, but it is a pretty clever name. If you're brand new to Star Wars, 4, 5, and 6, watch before you watch anything else. That's all I would say. And then, you know, all bets are off as far as Rev saying, take a machete to everything. yeah. Rev, because of the reveal. You know what I'm saying? Episode 5's reveal. Otherwise, that forest scene is not a surprise. And
Yeah. You just don't worry about the prequels until after you watch those ones. Okay. I agree with you on that.
Okay, cool. Are we done?
Yeah. Sure.
All right, cool. We got it all figured out.
Start with Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. We're going to start with Rocky Balboa and then get that Willow Wabbit afterwards.
No, I want Wookie Balboa. I want Chewbacca as Rocky.
Oh, my goodness. That would be amazing. That actually would be cool. I think I'd pay to see that movie.
Okay. I would, too.
Okay, we can tell it's a Friday because we are losing our damn minds.
Yep.
Meanwhile, there's an important question that has to be answered, guys. Why is Mr. T suing a weed company? I pity the fool's got to go to court with him. Tell you all about it at 9:50.
I pity the fool.
On Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I don't know if you know this website. It's called Leafly, and it's pretty much like Yelp, but instead for restaurants, it's for stoners who want to find the best pot strains in dispensaries.
Yeah, it's a good. They're doing God's work.
I don't know Leafly. I've never heard of them.
They've been around for a while.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
Well, they have run afoul of Mr. T. Apparently, they're promoting this new strain of cannabis called Mr. Tusk, and their logo for it is MRT. And Mr. T is like, Leafly, MRT looks too much like Mr. T, and I don't dig it. And so he says, you need to get rid of that. And Leafly's like, no, we're keeping it. And I love their statement. They actually issued this statement, quote, we pity the absurdity of this claim.
I pity the fool.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? MRT, is that, you think he's got a, do you think they really are doing a Mr. T strain without doing Mr. T?
It depends on, like, if they have, like, the logo has, like, a Mr. T, like, mohawk that's, like, weed.
Yeah.
Although that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
The only thing I think of is Mr. T was hands down the sweatiest guest I've ever had the pleasure of meeting.
Oh, really?
Because he borrowed my headphones, and then I put them on after he was done as a guest.
Oh, no.
And let's just say that I feel like Mr. T and I are closer than my wife and I. It was the worst invite. It was the third.
No.
It was sweat fest in my ears.
Oh, ear, cold ear sweat. No.
I mean, it was the closest I've ever been to Rocky, so that was cool.
Oh, that's a good point. GT's in for Ryan Castle. He's up next with your morning 12-pack.
BJ and Migs' play of the day.
When did things get awkward with a family member?
Here's a nice text. We've all had weird and embarrassing moments. However, my grandma has never seen me punching the clown. That would suck.
She was working those rosary beads after, too.
She did, dude. Fierce.
Yeah.
The entire day, super Catholic woman. That next day, when I went down, no words were spoken. She didn't speak to anyone. She did the rosary beads for the entire day.
Oh, that's a beating.
Oh, no, that was the day before.
Oh, yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.